الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected brothers, elders and friends, inshallah we will try to discuss during this session on the odd nights a very important and pertinent topic that is of extreme relevance to this day and age. And that is the topic on the signs of Qiyamah. Undoubtedly, it is an accepted fact and it is an irrefutable reality that as time is passing, the hour is approaching, the various trials and tribulations of the Ummah are only intensifying, multiplying. The different signs of Qiyamah predicted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are very rapidly unfolding, becoming manifest. If one has to study the noble teachings and prophetic traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one will be really astonished and amazed to see the extent of the detail given to us when describing the horrifying, terrifying conditions that will prevail before Qiyamah. And when predicting the different signs of Qiyamah that will become manifest closer to the Day of Judgment, a very great illustrious companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Abdullah bin Umar, he narrates, and the hadith appears in Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, likewise in the Mustadrak of Imam Al-Hakim, graded as authentic by Imam Al-Hakim, concurred by Imam Al-Dhahabi. He says, one day we had the privilege and the honor of sitting in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to discuss the different horrifying, terrifying conditions that will prevail closer to the Day of Qiyamah. فَأَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذِكْرِ الْفِتَنِ, and the discussion prolonged for a while, until ذَكَرَ فِتْنَةَ الْأَحْلَاسِ, he spoke about a fitna that is named fitnatul ahlas. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, hearing this term, were quite baffled and confused. Ya Rasulullah, what are you referring to? We haven't heard about this fitna in the past. Nabi alayhi salam replies, this fitna is a reference to mass murder in my ummah. People will be killed on a large scale and usurpation of the wealth, resources of my ummah. Some commentators of hadith, the likes of the author of Badhlul Majhud, Allama Khalil Ahmad Saharan Puri rahimahullah, who is a spiritual mentor and ustad of Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah. Likewise, some contemporary scholars have suggested that this fitna is actually a reference to the fall of the global Muslim empire, the collapse of the Ottoman Khilafat, followed by a series of events and incidents, which is undoubtedly an unprecedented phenomenon in the history of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam further states, this fitna will then be followed by another fitna. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? Fitnatu sarra, the fitna of richness and opulence, where we will observe a great revolution within the Muslim countries, from extreme poverty, severe need and want, to extreme richness and opulence. They will be given every type of worldly comfort and luxury in which they will indulge. And this will then be followed by the leadership of a man. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Rajul, and this implies that this person won't be fit for that position. He will lack the competency, the guidance, the wisdom of a true, sincere leader. But he will forcefully become a leader. People will forcefully accept him as a leader, but in reality they will reject him. And his leadership will be very unstable. And that will then be followed by fitnatu duhayma, a very dark fitna that will cause people to fall into a very high level of confusion, perplexity. People will be totally baffled and confused. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then describes this fitna. لا تدع أحدا إلا لطمته لطمة. This fitna will not leave any person behind. It will slap each and every person living on the surface of this earth. Whether he's righteous, whether he's evil, every person will be affected, directly or indirectly, by the harms of this great fitna. And Nabi alayhi salam goes on to explain, كُلَّمَا يُقَالْ إِنْ قَضَتْ تَمَادَتْ. Every time people will start to rejoice, They would think to themselves, this fitna is about to come to an end. Things will start to normalize. And lo and behold, tamadat. They are attacked by another wave of this fitna. Like this, it will continue for a long period of time. One hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, U'dud sittan bayna yadi as-sa'a. Count six signs of the day of Qiyamah. Number one, mawti. My departure of this from this world. Which is considered to be one of the early signs of Qiyamah. That will be then be followed by the conquest of Jerusalem, Fath Bayt al-Maqdis, that took place during the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu. And that will then be followed by Mutan ka Qu'as al-Ghanam. People will die in large numbers due to a very deadly, contagious disease that will spread within my ummah. And Nabi alayhi salam then describes this disease, ka Qu'as al-Ghanam, like the scrapy disease that affects animals on a large scale, especially sheep and goats. It affects the nervous system of the animal. This disease is often characterized by severe twitching, intense itching, weakness, fatigue, paralysis. After the animal is infected, it will not be able to live for a long time and it then immediately dies. And Nabi alayhi salam says, this will be the condition of that disease that will spread within my ummah. Although many commentators have suggested that this had already occurred, and this is a reference to the plague of Amawas that took place during the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anh, but others have suggested that we should not restrict this to that particular plague. Rather, it is general. Nabi alayhi salam left it general. It can refer to any other plague and pandemic before the day of Qiyamah. Nonetheless, in this time and age, it is extremely vitally important that we educate ourselves and equip ourselves with the true knowledge concerning the signs of Qiyamah. Today we will try to just briefly discuss a few aspects relating to a very great, sacred, powerful, influential Khalif of Islam, who is none other than Imam Muhammad bin Abdullah, commonly known as Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Hadith has appeared in Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, لَوْ لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمٍ. If there's only one day remaining in this world, surely Allah will expand the duration of that day until He will send such a man, يُوَاطِئُ اسْمُهُ اسْمِي, whose name will coincide with mine. His father's name will be the same as my father. That is, he will be Muhammad bin Abdullah. He will fill the entire world with justice, with peace, after it had been filled with oppression and violence. If you have to go back and study the different books that have been authored regarding this topic, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Haytami rahimullah has written a very beautiful kitab named Al-Qawl al-Mukhtasar fi Alamat al-Mahdi al-Muntazar, in which he listed many points relating to Imam al-Mahdi radiallahu anhu. We will try to summarize a few points. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one narration, and this is a very amazing lengthy narration that comes in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud rahimullah, reported in the authority of Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, that she heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that سيكون اختلاف عند موت خليفة. There will be a certain leader who will manage the affairs of the ummah. People will be united until he will then leave this world, and his death will cause great friction and division within the Muslim ummah. They will not know of any suitable candidate for the office of Khilafah. Therefore, they will differ amongst themselves. There will be a certain person living in Medina Munawwara, and he will fear being elected as the Khalifa of the Muslim Ummah. Therefore, he will very discreetly leave Medina Munawwara and set out for Makkah al-Mukarramah. Upon arriving in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he will remain very low profile. He will be very humble, and he will fear that people will know that he is the most appropriate person for this great daunting task. And exactly what he will fear will happen. The people will find him in the haram area, in the mataf. And they will then be inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person is the most suitable person to take up this great daunting task of khilafah. They will come to him and they will force him to give them bay'ah. فَيُبَايِعُونَهُ وَهُوَ لَهُ كَارِهُ. Forcefully, because he had been compelled to give them bay'ah, he will do so. After having taken the bay'ah upon his hands, the news will now go around the entire world. There's a new appointed, elected Khalifa of Islam. And of course, the news will also reach those people who have made the purpose in life to attack and defeat Islam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there will be an army that will be prepared in the land of Sham. If we study the commentaries of this hadith, we will understand that most likely this army will be consisting of Muslim soldiers. They will be prepared and sent, possessing great military strength. They will be sent to fight the army of Mahdi. And they will be in the land of Hijaz. They will be camping on an open piece of land known as Al-Bayda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then command the land to open up and swallow them all in. When the Muslim Ummah will observe the destruction of this army, they will be convinced that surely this appointed Khalifa is definitely upon haq and guidance, and he is the promised Messiah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further states that the Abdal of Sham and the Asaib of Iraq, this term Abdal is a term commonly discussed in the books of Tasawwuf. It refers to a group of spiritually high-ranking individuals, devoted worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu narrates, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, regarding the Abdal, there will be 40 Abdal that will live in Sham. كُلَّمَا مَاتَ رَجُلْ أَبْدَلَهُ اللَّهُ آخَرٌ. Whenever any one of them passes on, Allah will immediately replace him with another. He then goes on to explain certain noble characteristics and amazing qualities of the Abdal. يُسْقَى بِهِمْ الْغَيْثُ وَيُنْصَرُ بِهِمْ عَلَى الْأَعْدَاءِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such people will be used as a medium or as a wasila in the supplication of people to seek rain and the divine supreme help of Allah against the enemy of Islam. This narration, all the narrators of the chain are reliable, as clearly stated by many great scholars and critics in the science of hadith, the likes of Imam al-Sakhawi, Nuruddin al-Haythami, Ibn Hajar al-Haythami, Imam al-Suyuti. Some have mentioned that there is some missing link in this chain, therefore it's interrupted. However, it has been supported by many other supporting narrations and the statements of many great senior muhaddithin, the likes of Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam al-Bukhari, rahimullah. Therefore, it is suitable for being quoted, and it is still acceptable. So the Abdal of Sham, many of the qualities have been discussed by the earlier scholars of Islam. They will enjoy a very high level of radha bil qada, happy, content with whatever Allah has decided. Likewise, as-sabru al masaib, they will be very, very tolerant. They will exercise patience. Similarly, an-nushu lil ummah, they will be well wishes of the Muslim ummah. So the Abdal of Sham, likewise a group of pious men that live in Iraq, they will immediately make their way towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. They will come to Makkah al-Mukarramah, they will find the Mahdi, and they will then pledge allegiance on his hands. Thereafter, many battles will take place in which Allah will grant victory to the Muslim ummah. We will just summarize a few points. Firstly, his name will be Muhammad. His father's name, Abdullah. He will be a Qurashi descendant from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be from the progeny of Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu. One narration has been reported. He will be from the progeny or the offspring of Hussein bin Ali. Ibn Hajar al-Haytami and Mullah Ali Qari, two great world-renowned scholars of Islam, have both tried to reconcile between these two outwardly contradictory reports, that perhaps one parent will be from the progeny of Hassan, whilst the other will be from the progeny of Hussein. He will be brown in complexion, a broad forehead, elongated nose, a tall nose with a fine tip, and he will be of average height. He will have a stammer in his speech, because of which he will become frustrated at times. He will find difficulty conveying his message. He will then strike his left thigh with his right palm. And like this, he will be responsible for the conquest of Jerusalem, Palestine, and he will liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. He will have the honor and the privilege of performing Salat as an Imam in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And who will be part of the followers? Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Hadith appears in Sunan Ibn Majah. Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will be on the musalla of the Imam, almost about to commence with the Fajr Salah, about to see Allahu Akbar. He will turn around, he will notice Nabi Isa alayhi salam has just entered the masjid. And Faraja al-Qahqara, Nabi alayhi salam says he will take a few steps, he will move away from the musalla of the Imam, He will indicate to Nabi Isa alayhi salam that you come ahead and you should lead the salat as an imam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will refuse. He will say, "Kalla, this is the honor Allah has given the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I will perform salat behind you as a follower." Because Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will rule for a period of 7 years. One narration has mentioned he will rule for a period of 9 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about great barakat to the Muslim ummah. One narration, it has been reported that يُعْطِ الْمَالَ وَلَا يُعُدُّهُ. He will spend generously, contribute liberally, and he will not count how much he gives. There will be a lot of barakat that will come to the Muslim ummah. Before we conclude, one important point that we should all try to educate ourselves. Let us prepare ourselves mentally, spiritually. That if that time has to come where the announcement is made that the Mahdi has arrived, let us ask ourselves, are we prepared to go for this lengthy journey? Are we prepared to give up all our comforts, our luxuries? Therefore, we are greatly advised or encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mentally and spiritually prepare ourselves. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give us the ability to make amal. And if we live until that time, may Allah give us the strength and the ability to join the Jamaat of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Salat and Salam, page number 30. Or page number 125. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على
إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد الله كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. When a person commits one guna, a black dot appears on his heart. If he persists committing gunas, the black dot grows larger and larger and larger until it covers the entire heart. Allah talks about it in the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْغَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So this corrosion of the heart, the filth that has covered the entire heart, when you make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it washes away, it cleanses and purifies this heart. The black dot disappears. Allah makes the heart again bright and white and shining. Dhikrullah is saqalatul qulub. It is the polish of the heart. When you take the name Allah, as we explained after Taraweeh, Allah is most powerful. Allah is most great. Allah is most loving. Allah is most beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. We say subhanak. Allah is free from any type of fault, deficiency, any blemish. Allah ta'ala is absolutely pure. So when we say la ilaha illallah, we are negating everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha. We are taking every filth from our heart, removing it. The spiritual maladies we have, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, love of haram. We say la to all those things. Illallah, except Allah. We fill our hearts with the oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah should be made in a sweet voice. We're taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much of mitas in the name Allah. So inshallah, let us ponder and try to wander over the greatness of Allah to the best of our ability. He said, Durus Sharif, again, dhikrullah is not to be made in chorus. You make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main thing is focusing on the greatness of Allah, and our tongue must be moist with the dhikr of Allah. Rabbul Izzat. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا الله, your name is so beautiful and so sweet, my Allah. يا الله, there is nobody like you, my Allah. يا الله, you are most kind, most loving, my Allah. يا الله, we had made dua after Tarawih, my Allah. يا الله, you gave us tawfiq again to raise our hands, my Allah. يا الله, يا الله, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned, Ya Allah, when we don't ask from you, you become angry with us, my Allah. You get happy when we beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we have extended our begging bowl before you, my Allah. You confer the title of us being faqir, my Allah. And Ya Allah, we are true beggars, my Allah. Anta al-ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk. Anta al-ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk. Faqiruka bibabik. Ubayduka bifinaik. وَسَائِلُكَ بِفِنَائِكَ. یا اللہ, ہم سائل ہے یا اللہ, ہم بکھاری ہے یا اللہ. یا اللہ, ہاتھ جوڑ کر کے یا اللہ ہم معافی طلب کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ, ہم معافی مانگتے ہیں. یا اللہ, یا اللہ, we are asking you, my Allah, for forgiveness, my Allah. We ran away from you, disobeying you, my Allah. But there is no exit for us, my Allah. There is no panah for us, my Allah. There is no malja, there is no manja. یا اللہ, from you but to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands again. Ya Allah, we are trying to be sincere as possible, my Allah. But our hearts are filled with filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got no ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got no ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of riya and sum'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of pride, jealousy and anger. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. اللہ, ہمارے دلوں کو مصفا مجلا مزکا بنا. اللہم آتی نفوسنا تقوی وزکیہا انت خیر من زکا انت ولیہا ومولاہا. یا اللہ, we ask you, my Allah, you have never let us down, my Allah. یا اللہ, you have always helped us, my Allah. یا اللہ, you have given us everything that we want, my Allah, more than what we want, my Allah. We deserve nothing, my Allah. We deserve nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the ability to take your Mubarak name, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your Marifat, my Allah. With your Marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Ramadan comes to an end, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst the Ashqiya of this month. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Don't make us be amongst the unfortunate, the unlucky ones, my Allah, that the month of Ramadan comes and goes, yet they are not forgiven. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those people. That Nabi Kareem said Ameen to the bad-dua. بَعُدَ مَنْ أَذَّرْكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst such people. Forgive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, 20 days have gone, my Allah. Ya Allah, few days are left, my Allah. How quick this month is going, my Allah. Ya Allah, how quick this month is already going away, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come now towards the tail end, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us tawfiq, my Allah, to spend a little time in your ibadat, my Allah. Despite our weaknesses, my Allah. Despite our insincerity, my Allah. Despite our feeble efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, embrace us with your kindness, my Allah. Shower your mercy upon us. Help us. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Guide us, you are Hadi, my Allah. You are Hadi, my Allah. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. Ya Allah, have pity on some person in this crowd today, my Allah. There are ulama sitting here, my Allah. Huffazi kiram, numbers, my Allah. Elderly people, my Allah. People who are not well even, my Allah.
Allah, we can hear the sounds of masoom children sitting here, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's a jamaat sitting here also, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah. They're in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who has mentioned, Rasulullah has mentioned that you have said, you say, Ya Baghi al-Khayr, Akbir. Ya Allah, I'm aagaya, ya Allah. Ya Allah, la taruddana khaibin. La taruddana khaibin. Don't close the door upon us, my Allah. Don't shut your door upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is not possible that you will chase us away, my Allah. Because you are too kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody kind as you are, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, the child that was naughty, my Allah. And the mother spanked the child, my Allah. The mother chased the child out of the home, my Allah. Ya Allah. And the child ran into the streets, the child was crying and wailing, my Allah. But it had nowhere else to go but to the door of the mother, my Allah. Ya Allah, the child went back to the door of the mother. Ya Allah, the child pleaded and cried and knocked and knocked and knocked at the door, my Allah. Ya Allah, after all, you have placed mercy in the hearts of every mother for her child. She opened the door. She picked up her child. She kissed her child. She embraced her child. She hugged her child. Ya Allah, she showed muhabbat to the child. Ya Allah, by your kibriya. Ya Allah, by your loftiness and your greatness. Your mercy is million and billion times and countless times more than this mother has for her child, my Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your servants, my Allah. Tonight, open your doors of mercy for us. Grant us Laylatul Qadr. If tonight is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, whichever night it will be, my Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, we are drowning in sins, my Allah. We are full of faults, my Allah. We are full of weaknesses, my Allah. Hum gandhe hai, Allah. Hum gandhe hai, Allah. Hum napaak hai, Allah. The zuban of ours is napaak. Our eyes have become napaak. Our mind has become napaak. Our limbs have become napaak. Ya Allah, day and night, my Allah. Every moment we are disobeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, with no worry and concern in our hearts, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the month of Ramadan. You have given us this opportunity so we can turn, come back to you, my Allah. We are making inabat to you, my Allah. We are making rujoo to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will love to forgive, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are battling for their rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have lost their jobs in the last year, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, they just want to bring some food to the table, ya Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, there are so many people in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, who've got not even a sip of water to drink, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters are living in tents, my Allah, in Syria for so many years. Ya Allah, so many Ramadans we have seen, my Allah. Ya Allah, on our dasturkhans is variety of savories, my Allah. There's plentiful of food, my Allah. Ya Allah, we eat happily at the time of iftar. Even after Taraweeh, my Allah. We have a lavish meal, ya Allah, and seri also, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, those masoom children have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many of our sisters, my Allah, whose izzat has been taken, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have lost their lives, my Allah. That one child, my Allah. Yeah, she stretches her hand, my Allah. And the person, the donor gives her one sweet, my Allah. It brings such joy and happiness to her, my Allah. On an Eid day, they give them clothing, they get so happy, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, you have given us everything, my Allah. Our children, you have given them everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we are ungrateful to you, my Allah. Make us grateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum sabko shakirin aur zakirin mein se bana. Ya Allah, make us zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read the verse tonight. إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Ya Allah, make us be these people, my Allah. Grant us these qualities, my Allah. Grant us these qualities, my Allah. Give us the jannat, my Allah, that you have promised, my Allah. Grant us that maghfirah that you have promised, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, in jannatul give us the different bounties in jannat, my Allah. And ya Allah, then you will announce, my Allah, that you have got one more thing to give. The jannatis will say, oh my Allah, what is it that you have to give us? You have given us everything. Alam tu bayyi buduhana, alam tu thaqqil mawazinana. Ya Allah, then you will remove that veil and parda and hijab. Ya Allah, then we will see you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, do not deprive us of that sight, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your didar, my Allah. Grant us your didar, my Allah. Grant us your didar, my Allah. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هم إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع المؤمنين والأبرار يا الله جماعة going out in your path يا الله accept the coming out my Allah يا الله help us also strive in your path my Allah يا الله مشايخ making efforts in the khankas, ya Allah. Accept the effort also, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, darul rooms, my Allah. Day and night, this thing, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the khidmat, ya Allah. Different organizations, ya Allah. Different individuals, my Allah. There's so many people we don't even know of, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're giving charity, my Allah, with sincerity, my Allah. Accept all our efforts, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant every one of us Laylatul Qadr and the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.